Patient's name is Guadalupe Rangel. First name Guadalupe. Last name Rangel. Date of birth is 12/11/1998. Date of service is 4/16/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 23-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of fever, sore throat, dry cough, and chills for the past 2 days. On arrival, patient's temp is 103.3. She states that she did take Tylenol about an hour prior to arrival. Allergies, no known drug allergies, over the counter, current meds, just over the counter medications for symptom relief, medical history deny, surgical history deny, social history denies, drug CTOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 115, over 66, heart rate 115, respiratory rate 20, temp 103.3, O2 98, she weighs 174 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed, HEENT, she has mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVG, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, tachycardia, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sound times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady. Her skin is hot but dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, flu A positive, number 2, flu exposure, number 3, viral syndrome, number 4, febrile illness. Patient did have a flu, strep, COVID, and urinalysis done in the office. Strep and COVID were negative. Flu is positive for flu A, so she will get a prescription of Tamiflu to take twice a day for 5 days. Patient's UA is negative for any bacteria. However, it does show 300-plus of protein in her urine. Patient was given 800 milligrams of Motrin in the office. Temp did come down to 102.8. She'll continue to alternate these medications at home for symptom relief, and we did encourage her to bring her 4-month-old baby to the clinic to be treated prophylactically for flu, since he's definitely had exposure as she is breastfeeding. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.